The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk, podcast 501. Though if we take into account that the first upload was a test, then welcome to episode 500.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Episode 500 then, big guest needed. And welcome to somebody that answered the call, Surrey Storm's Leah Middleton. Leah, welcome to podcast 500 and a half.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Completely honoured to be here. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Obviously one of the first players to be announced that you'd re-signed, so a very easy decision.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously being quite a long way from home, the Storm girls have become like my second family here. Storm welcomed me with open arms right from the get-go, so pretty easy decision for me.
And Storm this season as well, we're really starting to see how the team's developed under Mickey over the last couple of years, and we're starting to see her influence. Was something you'd agree with?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the past couple of seasons, we definitely felt a momentum shift and we felt that gravitation towards building, and it was just super exciting. I think this year, obviously, combine that with a couple of, you know, superstars and great signings, it's just helped us build from strength to strength, really.
As fans as well, we maybe don't see the hours and hours of dedication that goes into training behind the scenes, and that's very much led from Mickey.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously being a player coach, she has a hands-on approach, and you know, she just really sets the tone for training. You know, she makes it really known that we train as if we're wanting to play, so the intensity of it, we're training at match intensity, and I just think that's really important to replicate.
How about those standards then that she expects from you that can obviously lead into selection on match days? Is it at a good level for players? Are you happy with what she demands?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like we're at a point now where you just can't take your foot off the gas at all. I mean, we've got such a strong squad, and that isn't even our 12. It's our 15, our 20 girls that turn up to training. So, you know, you've got to be putting, you know, your best foot forward every time you turn up, I guess, to put your name in the hat for selection and the starting seven and, you know, match day squads and everything like that. So, you know what, it's a competitive environment, but it's a really healthy environment at the same time.
Let's have a look at some of the overseas influence as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've got Lenise, Gabby Sinclair and Elle McDonald as well. We're totally spoilt for overseas talent in the Super League.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, I guess more and more athletes are making the trip over, and it's just, you know, a really positive thing for our sport, I guess, to keep that talent coming and, you know, keep the competition here super diverse. So, yeah, it's exciting, I guess, for the fans more than anything to be able to watch different styles of play.
We're a couple of rounds in already, but it's easy to look at some of those scorelines, some of those beautiful scorelines at the minute, I've used the phrase. That away result against Bath was a standout already, but as a player, I'd expect its individual stats and improvement week on week you're more concerned with.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we've got ourselves into the situation where, you know, if we're doing our individual jobs, hopefully the team score will come. And I guess that's what's happening for us at the moment. I mean, it's still a long way to go. It's a long old season. So I guess we've just got to keep our feet on the ground and stay focused. But that individual aspect of just making sure you're doing your own job and staying on task is really important as well.
What was the reaction after the win against Thunder, bringing their 24-game unbeaten run to an end?
Oh, you know what? It was great. We had such a great... we did have such a good vibe in the change room after. I think it was probably our first proper test, and you know, like right from the first whistle we kind of just felt the energy off of each other and, you know, built off that. But I mean, like I said, it's one game, we've got a really long season, and I guess come the latter end of the season that one game, you know, is going to kind of fade into the dust when, you know, we've got the business end coming up. So it was a great win to take, and yeah, a really nice moment for us and the squad to kind of all contribute and be there. But you know, we've got lots ahead of us that we're still hoping to achieve.
There's been a couple of mixed scorelines when it comes to half time. maybe you could ask about your motivation at halftime. Are you the kind of player that likes information and fed into you, or do you recognise how the team are going and just know what needs to be done as a group?
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess for me personally, like, I'm a lover, not a hater. I love a bit of the fluff. I like to know what I'm doing well. And then I'm much more focused in being able to take on what we now need to do next. You know, sometimes you can think about what you're doing well and you can, you know, have in your head, you know, that was good and this was good. But sometimes it just really helps to hear that clarity from the coaches, which I think they've done a really good job of so far. And then you can kind of move on to the next, like, okay, great. Little bit like a tick box exercise. That's done. We're doing this. Great. Tick, tick. And now we can move on to this.
Praskovia leads the top scorers at 329 at the moment. And we both recognize the contribution that she's making on and off the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Oh my gosh. Like, she's a superstar. You know, I say to her all the time, I'm so lucky to train against her every week. And, you know, she just laughs at me and she says, oh, you too. And like, she's just so humble. Yeah, she's an amazing athlete and someone that I'm super happy to have in our environment.
Storm this season have welcomed back Hannah and Amy as well. And obviously Mel in that coaching capacity. Let's give them a bit of props as the... I mean, fans of Storm and fans of the league know all about their qualities.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, neither of them were at Storm, obviously, when I came back. But, you know, I was quickly filled in on the past history and, you know, the legacy that obviously that squad left behind. But, yeah, no, it's just incredible. I mean, Amy at the front, she's a workhorse. She just continuously gives 110%. And some of the vision she has to pull off those intercepts is honestly just incredible. And obviously, Hannah, she just has such experience. And, you know, I really feel like I learned so much from her week in, week out. So, you know, we're so lucky to have both of them in our environment.
What do you make of some of the players that are in and around the team, maybe on the bench every now and then? People like sort of Frankie Wells, Ellie Gibbons, that kind of thing. Those players, because when they do come on, they really make an impact.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I really do believe that every single person in our squad has something so special to offer. I mean, Frank's in herself. I swear that girl can just bang a shot from anywhere she lands inside the circle. And Ellie Gibbons, pocket rocket, she just goes and goes and goes. So, you know, both of them in their own right just hold so much talent. But yeah, it's great. It's really good because we need that. And, you know, like I said earlier in the podcast, we're not just going to take 12 to, you know, hopefully be successful in this league. It's going to take 15 and the 20 girls that turn up to training to keep pushing every single week. So yeah, it's so nice to have the likes of those guys in and around.
As we head into the next couple of weeks, lots of games away from Sports Park, which is not convenient to say the least, because we both know the benefits of the home crowd. And I don't enjoy using the word consistency or game by game. It's almost as bad as go well. But I think the side under the guidance of Yaz and Neve, and obviously you're just going to give it a really good go.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, playing at the Sports Park is honestly just incredible. I feel like the fans honestly are our eighth player out there when we're on court, and they have such influence over us to keep pushing in those tough moments. I guess it, in terms of like being away and playing away from home, I mean, it's always difficult not having the support behind you. But I feel Mickey and the coaching staff have done a really good job in blocking our games. So, you know, we're just literally looking at the next block of two matches. Obviously, we have Loughborough and Stars this weekend, and that's where our focus is. Once that's done, we can focus on the next. And I think that really helps in terms of, you know, having our focus on what's in front of us and not too far ahead and that sort of thing. So yeah, away from home for a little while, but back in April, and you know, looking forward to being back already.
In the past, you've done sessions with Pass and Play. Giving back's really important to you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Back home in Australia, I was actually midway through my teaching degree. So I love working with kids and, you know, I love coaching and giving back. And I just find it really rewarding to be able to give little pockets of information to young netballers. And yeah, I just really enjoy that. So yeah, I do that in my spare time.
We get weekly stats from the league, and despite that one L, a row of W for wins does me just fine. Hang on, I meant to be impartial on this podcast. But yeah, thank you as ever. And really good to speak to you, Leah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you as always for your support. Remember, you can get in touch with us, info@thenetballshow.co.uk, or online, you can send us a DM, we're at The Netball Show. Thank you as always for your support. To Steph and the team at Flyhawk and Sky Sports Netball.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.